Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, Valentine's Day is next week. What can you tell us about the holiday of love?
Well, let me tell you a little story about Valentine's Day and how it came about. Now, I realize there's lots of different legends and folklore about this day, but one in particular that I think is kind of fun is as follows. Now, think back to the Roman Empire time. There was this guy named Valentinus, and he had this habit of cutting hearts out of red parchment paper and handing them out to people that he would run across. Now, some of the people that he gave them to were soldiers of the Roman army. And one of the things that he was doing that kind of got him into trouble was he was performing weddings for lovesick soldiers. Well, now, weddings were frowned upon by the folks of the Roman army because they thought that soldiers have to keep their mind on fighting and nothing else. So when they found out who was performing these weddings, they rounded up poor little Valentinus and they threw him in jail. Well, in jail, he met the jailer's daughter, and she was blind. Well, legend has it that somehow he cured her of this blindness, and the jailer became kind of fond of this Valentinus guy. So the jailer did him special favors, and just before his execution, they brought in a big meal for him. And this explains why some people refer to Valentine's Day as this feast of St. Valentine's. Well, another thing that the jailer allowed him to do was to write a note to the jailer's daughter, his girlfriend, and he signed it, "From your Valentine." So isn't that sweet? So now this explains why we hand out Valentine cards on this day. Of course, the card that Valentinus wrote was a farewell card, and that's not really what we want to do to our lovers.
Maybe you want to get them a living plant, like a flowering plant.
Now, why do you want to buy a flowering plant? Well, you know, flowering plants last a lot longer than cut flowers, and you can tell your spouse, your lover, that it represents your undying love for them. So a plant that's in bloom, or just a greenhouse plant that's going to survive for months and months, will be there every day to remind your lover of your love.
So what can we find at Payne's Nurseries for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got a great collection of all kinds of flowering plants and foliage plants. And for those of you that kind of know plant names, we've got chrysanthemums, calanchos, begonias, orchids, bromeliads, gardenias, and I'm sure you'll find just the perfect one.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru. The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.